Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association. We're the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert evaluation. We're the word association.
Hey, fellas, I'm just going around the party. Countdown's going to be in a couple of minutes, okay?
Oh,
so just get
great,
ready.
Great.
Oh, countdown's
very cool,
gonna
very
be...
nice. Yes,
okay, good.
Yes, we're almost there.
Good.
Very cool.
Did you get a glass of champagne yet?
Yes, I have one, yes.
Okay, you got it? Don't sip. No sips. No sips. Those are, okay? Those are for later. No sips.
Okay.
Okay, all right. And I'm not trying to be defensive. My glass came like this. It's like 2/3 full, so I didn't have any. It just seems like whoever was pouring...
Yeah,
I don't know if
mine was
like
real heavy on the bubbles.
Yeah.
Mine was real heavy on the bubbles, so it seems like I drank some, but I did not.
You know what? I went off roading and I forgot I had the champagne in the trunk, so it's a little bubbly. But
also, I couldn't help but notice that I looked at the bottle and you're actually supposed to be calling it sparkling wine because I actually looked at your bottle and it's actually not from the Champagne region of France. So it's actually not champagne. So I don't want to kick their year off on a bad note of being lied to.
That's a fair point.
This says Don Perignon, so I think it's just the bottle. You know,
that's weird. Mine says Ron Perignon's.
Huh.
It's like mine says local champagne maker.
Didn't realize how many knockoffs there were. What does yours say? Mike, what does yours say?
Yeah, mine says Lon Varigon.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that might be Lon Chaney's. I know Lon Chaney was
champagne. Yeah, that might be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The werewolf. Yeah, the werewolf. Mm-hmm. Amongst hundreds of other roles.
Interesting. Where did you say you got these champagne bottles again at?
Discount Alcohol Warehouse.
Dow.
Discount.
Yeah, Dow. Discount Alcohol Warehouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
They just it's a cool thing. You just you get a case and they mix and match all sorts of interesting things you maybe have never heard of before.
Cool.
Yes. But they sound a lot like things you have heard of.
I know. Yeah. I'm definitely enduring my Mueller Heavy.
Yeah, you're enduring it?
Oh, yeah, my Mueller Heavy. I had a couple Mueller Heavies on my way here.
Yeah, they said that was a good beer. They said that was a good beer. Yeah.
And I had some Boudeloutes.
Some Boudeloutes. Oh, it's a Canadian beer.
Yeah, it's a Canadian.
That's right, almost.
Really good.
Yeah,
hey,
Boudeloutes.
If you guys want to get a little crazy, we can always do some Smack Faniels shots, okay?
Ooh.
So just let me know.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Sounds delicious.
Mike, thanks for hosting it. I know.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
I know your neighbors on all four sides are absolute nightmares, so I know we have to kind of keep it down. Just know that when we start the countdown, we're going to continue to be a whisper in the wind.
Yeah.
Well, tears in the rain.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm willing to risk a relationship with my neighbors because you got to do the countdown right, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to do a whisper countdown.
I also have
countdown.
A thing where I can't say the letter. I can't say the number 6 at a low pitch tone.
Oh, how does it come out?
I just have to say it. It just has to be high. I have to say. I don't want to waste it now because.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to yell 2 times.
Well, we're less than 60 seconds away, fellas. So.
Oh
yeah.
Well, that's
scary.
It's 11:59.
Kind of crazy because I can't say 2 or 7 without going absolutely bonkers. I go mentally insane.
Oh, jeez.
If I say 2 or 7.
Oh, boy.
Unless I'm saying it right now. If I say them outside of a 10 count, it's fine, because clearly yeah, I just
countdown,
said them.
In a countdown.
Yeah, which is same. Why I was fired from NASA.
Yeah.
Houston absolutely was, I mean, I wrecked yeah, that control room.
I'm the same way with the number 6. I can say it normal, but if it's in a countdown, it's louder than usual.
Mike, you got any picadillos?
No. Well, everything, all the issues I have with numbers start after 10, so I'll be all right.
Okay, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened at 10. Just, do we have a quick time to debrief? What happened to you at 10?
Nothing at the age of 10. I'm saying the number beyond 10, I've got some issues with numbers that I can't say certain numbers.
Yeah, but Freud would suggest that there's a correlation between you as a young man and, you know, and he's all 10.
9.
8.
Seven. 6.
Oh, that was that. 5.
4.
3.
1. Happy New Year. Wait.
What?
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Hold on a second. Wait. My watch says it's the 30th today, and it just clicked over to the 31st.
Yeah. December 30th is... Did I...
Oh. We're a day early. Did you not think there was 31 days in the month of December?
I didn't. I thought there was 31 in November.
So I went crazy for nothing?
But guys, I'm not crazy. I'm Adel Rafai.
And I'm Brett Countdown Lions.
And I'm Rob White. I got nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You didn't have to. I mean, Adel didn't do anything.
So I felt like I wanted to.
I want to say Adel integerify.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
Arithmetic. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's too late in the year.
Yeah,
for this.
It's too late.
Or too early in the year, depending on when you're listening.
Rob White Miss, as in like White Christmas.
Well, I was trying to think of a New Year's.
We're past
Eve,
that already.
A New Year's related
New
one.
Year's Steve. It's New Year's Steve.
New Year's Steve. This is good.
So I think 2024, what do we want to have? Let's do something fun with this year. 2024.
It's also insane it's going to be 2024.
2020 more. This is a year of indulgence. 2020 more.
Yeah. 2024 more years.
I like that.
I like
four
that.
Four more years. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an election year next year. That makes sense.
2024, he's a jolly good fellow.
Oh, that's
like that.
Good.
Yeah.
2024 sooth.
4 score and 7 years ago.
2020 chores. This is when you get all your housework done this
year.
Yeah,
that's
smart.
All year. You got to, whatever project you've been working on, this is the year for you to finish
maybe
it.
Maybe it's going to be such a good, like you just don't want it to stop. So you'll want 2020 s'more.
Ooh.
It's also going to be the year of small bites. It's 2024 d'oeuvres.
The year of small bites.
2024 d'oeuvres. I like that a lot.
2024 d'oeuvres.
No meals, only snacks.
Also, for all you sci-fi fans out there, it's 2024 nerds.
Mm-hmm. 2020 doors, break on through to the other side. 2020 Eeyore. This is the year of... depression and your tail falling off.
Oh, 2024 non-blondes.
No, nope, it's not. I hate
okay.
it.
All right,
hate never that mind. Song. Please don't
and I
mention
said,
it.
Happy no. New Year.
Oh, no, that's the worst. That's one of the worst songs ever in the history.
I legitimately like it.
I like it too.
Yeah. Out of all the songs in the world, that's the hill you're dying on.
If there's one song that comes on the radio and I immediately turn it off, it is that song. I hate it that much. Or plug my ears if I'm someplace I can't.
Wow,
not listen.
Yeah,
to.
I actually. I
think it's the vocal tone. I just can't take it, and I hate the song. And the video is really bad too. I just don't like the video
What's
too.
What's the video?
It's
What's just, going on in the video?
You know, they're just in a living room.
Yeah, they're just in a
stupid.
House. I think.
Yeah. So no wonder they're a one hit wonder because it didn't get any better than that.
So in a world of Because I Got Highs, you think that song is one of the worst songs
Afro
of all
Man?
Time?
Afro Man, that's a good song.
That is a good song. I like that song too.
I was going to clean my room, but then I got high.
Terrible song.
You know,
that's a great song.
I wasn't going to, since we're talking music, I don't know if you, I held off for a long time from doing that Spotify Wrapped or Unwrapped or whatever it's called. Did you guys do that?
I did it.
The
yeah.
thing I found the most interesting is.
Do tell.
Where it said my musical tastes and regionally where or you know how it tells you like where
your
musical tastes align.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what mine was?
Bottom of the ocean.
No.
Like Scotland?
Bozeman, Montana.
Wow.
That sounds right. There's two guys there, yeah, and they're just listening to the
just
hits
of Hall & Oates over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, and watching movies on the AFI top 908 list.
AFI also a band, I think.
It is, yeah.
You know what? You're right. I think my movie taste would also align with Bozeman, Montana.
Big time. Right. Big time. Yeah.
Rob, the most eclectic.
I did it, but I don't really use Spotify anymore, so it wasn't that fun.
Huh?
Do you know something we don't know?
No, I use satellite radio.
Interesting.
Also, I've satellite radio in my car before. Like, I had to use the app, but now it's built into my car, so I rarely use just Spotify now in the car. Like, I used to use it a lot.
But other than that, let's go ahead and get into our words. And my word,
let's do it.
This is funny because it kind of aligned with what we did in the opening. But my word today, it's too late to change it. My word is champagne, bubbly.
Ooh,
I believe
okay.
The British call it champs. Champs? Champs?
True.
That's
champs.
A true thing. Champs.
I think
that's
so.
I think they call it champs. Yeah, they call it champs.
They're like, let's have some champs.
Yeah, they do that. They shorten a lot of words.
Yeah.
If I have to be honest.
And Tom Waits famously said, champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends.
That's true. They call McDonald's Mackies.
Yeah.
Really?
And they call Paul McCartney Macca.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Macca America Great Again?
No.
No?
No, okay. No.
Okay.
Obviously, like we also kind of said in the opening, we're in America particularly, I think we're past a lot of things that we're told are champagne and they are not champagne.
What's this name?
Yeah, well, it's like a Band-Aid or a Kleenex. It's just a name that has become, I think. But yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Most people are drinking sparkling wine or,
Moscato. Moscato's, I feel like champagne. I've never had good champagne. I feel like Moscato's
love
delicious.
A Moscato.
Moscato's delicious.
Oh, no, I love a sugary treat.
Thumbs down.
Rob, too sweet for your palate?
Yeah, yeah. I love dry. The drier, the better.
Yeah, but I do love champagne. I do love a good brut. I do love a good, I like to start an evening with actually a glass of champagne.
Asti Spumanti was the other thing I was trying to think of. That's the other sparkling wine. Sorry, go ahead.
Prosecco?
Like if I go to a fancy dinner, I think a lot of times I open with bubbly. I'll do like, to start the evening, I'll have a glass of champagne or Prosecco or whatever they're sparkling.
I like a glass of Prosecco. It's good.
I think it's a good starter.
You know, it was
and then I go cocktails.
It was in college, it became a good finisher for me. That was like, I did have a New Year's Eve tradition where, you know, I would be at a party, I'd be drinking all night, but my friends and I, we would all have our own bottle of champagne to open up at midnight and drink all of it. And,
your whole bottle?
Oh, yeah. After, it was not a good idea. I mean, it was lights out. Lights out shortly after New Year's. But I did that, I think, every single year in college. I always, like, I traveled with a bottle of champagne,
Jesus.
Drank midnight, popped the champagne, drank the bottle.
Wow.
Woke up the next day and wondered what happened during those missing hours.
Yeah, that's a rough whole finisher, drinking a whole bottle. I was at a party one time and a gentleman had a bottle of champagne and he was shaking it and he shouldn't have been doing that. And then he went to pop it open and he had it directed at people and we're like, point it up, and he pointed it up, and he popped it, and the cork went directly through the ceiling, just straight through the drywall in the ceiling.
Oh, has this man never seen Dumb and Dumber?
No, he has.
I mean, he's
now, here's a good question for you. Have either of you ever sabered a bottle of champagne?
I've savored.
Different.
And see, I'm the exact opposite. I get through it. Champagne is something to get through, in my opinion. I have never saber. Because I've seen it done, and almost always, almost exclusively, it takes a chunk of the top of the lip
the
of the bottle
off.
And if there's any amount of fragments that go that backwash into the bottle,
it's done.
Someone might be going to the ER.
Yeah, correct.
That is to drink glass. I would say top 10 things you don't want to drink.
I'm just picturing.
Yeah, that's on their top 10 list.
I'm picturing a prehistoric tiger.
This is Casey Kasem, and these are the top 10 things you don't want to drink.
David Letterman's lawyer just wrote.
I'm picturing a prehistoric tiger just really licking his one tooth, and that's a saber tooth tiger.
I like it. Like, I like that one. It took a second to get there.
One's cherry and one's green apple. It's like lifesavers. Lifesavers.
So it only comes from that region. And I'm just trying to think of like the word itself, champagne. Yeah. Pain. But I guess it's French,
but it's
so
P,
it doesn't...
It's P, yeah,
champagne.
Yeah, like,
champagne.
Yeah, champagne. Like
I Sean, think it's like an hour Sean, outside of Paris. Sean Penn? Oh, did
Sean
I have
Penn,
I told
yeah.
that story?
Sean Penn.
You have, yes, you did. Okay. The Sean Penn story.
Sean
yes.
Penn?
Yeah.
Like, what's going
Sean
on?
Penn? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have that in America with bourbon, right? Where it's like, unless it's from...
Oh,
unless
Kentu-
the base
oh.
water's from Kentucky, it's mm-hmm. not really bourbon, right?
It's something like that, yeah. And then there's, yeah, scotch, and there's rye or something like yeah. that. There's a lot of specifics that, like, the only... I'll tell you this, and this is one that I'm hell-bent on. I will not go... I can't figure out the word, how I'm going to phrase this. I will stick to my grain with this. Sake, mm-hmm. I will not have sake unless it's made in Japan.
Hmm.
I was past one time that was like a California sake, and it tasted awful.
Hmm. Don't want like a nice
tasted
Dutch sake?
Really bad. No, they actually don't make it. They pretty much, Japan's the only place that does make it.
That can't be right.
And now there's a couple of places popping up that like we want to make an American version of sake, and you can take that garbage, you can throw it straight in the ocean because I ain't drinking it, and I'll be a proponent for no one to drink it. Because they know what they're doing over there, so we don't need to put our own spin on it.
I had some sake in Toronto, and it was delicious. It was like at a, I want to say sakeria, but I'm thinking taqueria.
No, it was not at a sakeria. They're called sake tumis.
Thank you.
But did you look at the bottle? Was it Canadian made, or you just had it sake in Toronto?
Oh, maybe I misspoke. Maybe I didn't make this clear. I was in the like a brewery. Where they made,
okay,
you know what
gotcha.
I'm saying? Like
oh,
the,
okay. Where they made it
gotcha,
there.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
The Ricetorium?
What do you think is the most fun, like, city or country to then add sake at the end of to say? My current front runner is Helsinki sake.
I mean, that's going to be hard to top,
that's,
Rob.
Yeah, I was just running through Helsinki the world sake. Of, like, what's a good... on, it's not from Japan, but have you had Helsinki sake?
That sounds
that's
like a
true.
Like a
that's
1920s
true.
Parlor game. Like, yeah. Let's gather around and let's play Helsinki-sake. Like Ibble Dibble in The Crown, yeah. If you ever saw that. One Ibble Dibble, yeah. Two Helsinki-sakes.
Yeah, that's tough. It's you have to end, like, yeah. Maybe from the Florida sakes.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, boy, sake.
It's tough. It's tough because it has to end in, it has to end in, like,
yeah.
key.
Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't like, it have to. I think maybe that's just the better. Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah,
it helps a lot.
Okay, I want to say Sudan sake.
No.
Nope. Nothing, I guess.
Sakdan. You have to go the other way
Sakdan,
to start with
of course. Which was, it was a kid in my college class, absolute piece of shit, Sakdan.
Sakdan?
Sakdan?
Yeah, I think he went on to work with Mick Foley in the WWE mm-hmm. as Sako.
Yeah, my former college classmate was Sako, the hand puppet worn by Mick Foley as Mankind.
Sure.
Thoughts on mimosas? I know we're
delicious.
We're talking about just champagne. So you do like those, Adel? You'll do that?
Here's what I'll say. I like them, but I'm a bit of a pervert where the further mm-hmm. away from traditional, the better. So if it's like I've had pineapple juice mimosas or uh-huh. passion fruit juice mimosas. So to me, the further away from the sort of everyday regular mimosa, the better.
Okay.
And I will say I am a bigger fan of a Bellini than I am.
What's that one again?
I believe it's peach.
Okay. It's peach juice and
a Bellini is like peach. Well, it's not peach juice. It's like peach.
Schnapps.
No, like peach, not liqueur.
Cobbler?
It's like peach puree. It's like a thicker. Ugh. You don't use juice. You don't. But I think it's very tasty. I could do a mimosa. I could do a mimosa. Yeah. I like it light on the orange juice, though.
Yeah, same. Also.
Or if it gets too acidic.
If we're doing the whole city drink thing again, I think you got to go Hermosa Mimosa. Am I right?
Rob.
I think I might have.
Fair.
I have a skill.
No,
I
fair.
I have
you
a
have
new skill.
Cocktail brain.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, really do. Cocktail brain.
I got to. Well, and let's be fair. It's not a podcast.
Sarah Mimosa? Is that a Sarasota? Sarah Samosa?
That just sounds like a name. I'm in Sarah Samosa. Oh, that's Samosa. That's a totally different.
I met a woman
beverage.
One time. Her name was Teriyaki.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's a real person.
I would say it's not really a podcast unless it comes from Chicago or LA, right?
Yeah.
So if you're listening to a podcast that's from like New York, no thanks. Mm-hmm. That's not a real podcast. You can't legally, it's not government sort of sanctioned.
Yeah. That is digitally recorded speech.
Yeah,
that's not a podcast.
Sure.
It's audio totally rants.
Yeah, it's audio rated.
Totally different.
I would say New Year's Eve is my least favorite day of every year.
Explain. Why?
I think it is every New Year's Eve I spent together. Although, here's what I'll say. The three of us have spent quite a few New Year's Eve together in terms of like we used to throw parties and do stuff like that.
Yep.
But I think besides the times where I host a party, I feel like every other New Year's Eve is just everyone in the party I'm with, if I'm with a party of people, everyone just like scrambling to be at a certain place and then that constantly changing. So it's like, oh, I heard everyone's over at blank. And then you go to blank and then it's like, oh, well, these five people are at blanks. And so you leave for blank. And it's just a migration of FOMO.
I think when you're younger,
FOMO.
that happened.
Yeah.
As I'm older now, I'm very set on either being at one place or home.
Yeah. Also, I feel like people get sloppy.
I aged out of New Year's.
I mean, it's an excuse. It's an excuse. Yeah.
Bobby, what were you saying?
No, I think I aged out of New Year's. In terms of like, I don't really go out. My wife and I, we don't really go out. We've taken the kids out to dinner, you know, and then I think I've been asleep before midnight the last couple.
Well, last New Year's Eve, you spent in my basement.
Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot. That was really fun.
We had a revolver.
You got pretty drunk then, it seemed? It seemed like you got pretty drunk then?
I had a couple. Yeah, I forgot you did have that. Prior to that, for many years, I'd stayed home. I forgot. That was a very, very fun.
We had a revolver New Year's Eve. Very good time.
Yep. Nice.
Yep.
I feel like I got sloppy drunk. I got pretty sick. Jim had his
death. I don't remember what I did last year.
Mm-hmm. Were you in Cincinnati?
I was.
You would have been, yeah.
But I don't remember what I did. Oh, I know what I did. I was at my, that's how exactly I know what I did. I was at my brother-in-law's house, and since we were on Eastern time zone, the Ohio State-Michigan game, or the whatever, Ohio State-Alabama game, or Alabama, Ohio State-Georgia, it was in the BCS playoffs.
I think he just said so many colleges.
This is a pre-recording.
Well, they were all in the playoff, but the BCS playoff, and the dude on Ohio State kick the ball at the stroke of midnight, and he missed it. Or else Oklahoma State would have, or Ohio State would have beat
all the times
Georgia.
I think we actually watched that game in your basement, Adel, on somebody's cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Kyle
was insane,
a big Ohio State fan.
Because it was so close back and forth, and like we were watching. So like we had one TV on the countdown, and we were basically watching the football game. Like we weren't even paying attention to like the countdown. It just so happened it timed out perfectly, and the dude missed the kick, and it was brutal. Mainly because I live in Ohio now, so a lot of people were like very pissed off.
And do you, if somebody yells "OH" at you, do you respond?
No. Okay. I don't like that school. I think it's I hate it, actually.
Wait, would you rather go to Ohio State or go to a Four Non Blondes concert?
I mean, I would go to Ohio State.
Okay.
For 4 years, pay
around? Tuition? I'm going to stand around to hear one song that I hate? Not that they're going to redeem themselves on the rest of the catalog, I don't know.
Rather pay $28,000 a year for 4 years and graduate than go to one Four Non Blondes concert for an hour.
100%.
And you know they're playing like county fairs. Like, it's not going to be a full concert.
Yeah.
They're not playing fairs. They're playing like one guy's basement. Because he bought it.
So you're saying I have a chance for next New Year's party.
I love this discovery.
Trust me.
How much
you
don't
book
like
them.
This band. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The last time I was in Columbus, I saw they have...
I know nothing about them. I just hate that song.
Last time I was in Columbus, I saw they have a beer called... It's in a purple can called Beer O'Clock. Is that all throughout Ohio or just in Columbus?
I've never seen that
It's called Beer O'Clock?
Yeah. So like what time is it? It's Beer O'Clock. Like it's... and it's in a purple can. It looks like... Kids snuck into a convenience store and like left it there as like a prank, but it's a real beer. But
I've never seen that one.
Really off-putting, very off-putting.
There's one here called Beer for Humans.
Let's even weirder. That's Matt Besser's beer.
Yeah,
Beer for Humans.
He has a podcast called Improv for Humans.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there. I guess there are a lot of small breweries. I'm sure there are a lot of. We don't need to go down that road, but I'm sure we could. Probably come up with some equally just as bad ones that we like. Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah,
whatever. Does anyone have any resolutions? Do you do resolutions?
No,
not really. Because that's not. I mean, not really.
No,
I think the funniest thing in the world is to see. This is the funniest thing in the world. That's being hyperbolic. Top 500 funniest things is to see the stream of people at like a local nearby gym or something where it's like the membership is through the roof. Yeah. There's like lines to get in. And then like 2 weeks later, it's back over.
That's
what it
100%.
Was.
Yeah. People realize it's hard to work out and it's hard to stay on that type of plan. Mm-hmm. Or fun to not do it.
Or just get something for the home. Get a little Peloton.
Yeah, get some Ozempic or something, you know?
Some Ozempic?
So just get some Ozempic.
Ozempic.
Auto parts.
Was that right? Same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't be right. I beg of you. That can't
no,
be right.
Right. You, no, it is.
I also hate New Year's Eve. Another reason is because I think the standard of the expectation is to like dress to the nines. And I am absolutely a creature of comfort.
It happens at midnight, so it makes no sense whatsoever.
Like, I'm a creature of comfort.
To the 12s?
I barely want to dress up when I do World News Tonight. Like, it's just, I hate it. I hate dressing.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, yeah. I think it's just for some people, you know.
Yeah.
If we sound like curmudgeons, we apologize. No. But it's just not for us. And I will say, for sure, when you're younger... And when when you're older, like Rob, your age, it's more fun with your kids to stay up till midnight. Well, I'm not saying
Age
of your children.
I thought you were saying,
your age.
Like,
no, I meant your age of your children.
In many years, we'll feel like you do now.
I also do think, but I think you're right, one. And two, I think it's one of those holidays that you're really into, then you kind of age out, then you age back in maybe when your kids are grown. It's like, hey, we've got the house to ourselves.
Really
let's
age back
go.
In because you're happy you made it another year.
Yeah, you've got something to celebrate,
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
How do we feel about calendar years?
I mean.
I feel like I've seen it enough that I see the math that if we added another month, and we had 13 months, every single month would be, if you added a month, every single month would be 28
aligns.
Days.
Yeah.
And every single month would be 28 days, and every single month would start on a Monday and end on a Sunday, I believe.
And the dates from that point forward would be synchronized.
Total alignment.
So for example, every July 5th would be a Thursday from this point until forever, right?
Yeah. I'm so for that. I'd be big time for that.
Let's blame someone. Is this the Mayans we're blaming? Who are we blaming?
I think it is,
I don't know who does.
No, the Mayan calendar's separate. I think it's separate. Because then leap year doesn't make sense.
Okay, this sucks. I guess I have to do this now. I just want to apologize to the Mayans. I said some things
you should
that
have been
were,
Mayan your own business and
I
not even
some
talked about it.
Terrible things about the calendars. I have since found out that was not your fault. So I want to apologize to all Mayans. Thank you. So, May, the month of May, that has to come from the Mayans. I'm back on my Mayans bullshit.
Yeah. Also, Mayim Bialik.
Mayans Bialik, yes, of course. Who just got retired from Jeopardy? Fired, retired?
Oh.
Well, she was not on it because of the strike.
Yes. And then I don't know if she left on her own volition or if she left. I don't know if the producers were like, Ken's our guy or whatever that is.
Yeah, honestly, hope the doors didn't hit you on the way out. She was so bad. She was so, Jeopardy watcher every single week and every single night. So bad. She couldn't, the delivery and the timing was so way off between Alex and Ken. Because Ken knows all the answers. Mm-hmm. Like Ken knows the answer. But I felt like she would read the question and someone would answer and there would be like pause. Yes, that's right. And it's just like, because she was like checking the notes and checking in with the judge. It's just, the gameplay was so way off.
If it was right, it would have been, what is pause.
Correct. And it was just her timing was so far off. It was very unwatchable in my opinion.
And before, we should probably take a break and go to the next word. But before we do that, just want to run a couple of things by you guys. First one, here comes the judge. No? Okay. Second
now beer
one,
this, of course.
Brew the looking glass.
Ooh.
Oh, what about Death Becomes Beers?
That's nothing. Brew the looking glass is, well, that is famously a beer for your neighbor's 12-year-old daughter. that you keep writing poems to?
Maybe I'll do the judge one. Maybe we'll get the judge one off the ground.
Maybe
I'll get that one off the ground. Because, you know, if I do the looking glass one, here comes the judge for real.
Hey, folks, it's Adel here again. I just want to, some things have come to my attention. I just want to let everyone know I was speaking to the historic facts about Lewis E. Carroll, the author of Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass. These were not my opinions. He was a creep.
just like, Jay, I'm buried before him. Well, let's take a break while I talk to my lawyers and we'll see what we could do to salvage this podcast.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Zimbabwe sake.
Not bad.
Mimosa Zambique.
Ooh, that's not
that's
bad.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not...
And thank you guys for agreeing to a 50-minute break, because I just really wanted to...
Yeah, no, you had to get those out.
I just needed to secure a couple.
Yep.
Yeah, I just needed...
What about the Sauk Islands, the Sauké Islands? Like the Falk Islands? Isn't that a thing?
Oh, the Falkland Islands? Meet the Falk Islands? You think there's... Ben Stiller is. Meet the Falk Islands. It's the fourth movie. They go on vacation.
Do you think people fly out of there and go, get me the Falk out of here all the time?
Wait, I got it.
Yes.
The putrid sound sake?
No.
No? Call back.
Okay, well, my word today is going to be...
Whee.
Noisemaker.
Ooh, so you're talking about the little stick and it has like a pack of...
Like that little like... Rah, rah,
rah, rah, oh, that thing, I mean, not
multiple,
the thing that
well, there's those,
rolls out like a tongue? Well,
no, that's also a noisemaker. There's also like the popper.
To relax you during sex?
Several different type of... there's several different types of... like
oh, I
noisemakers
thought the popper was the lead
out.
Singer of Blues Traveler.
That's John Poplar.
Well, oh,
is it
Poplar?
That's
close.
Okay. Hey, it is Poplar.
Guys, we're all saying the same thing. I'm saying when I want to have sex, what relaxes me is listening to Blues Traveler. Okay?
Suck it in.
Chicken to Chinese, the Chinese chicken.
I think when I think noisemaker, I think of the little tin thing on the... Mm-hmm. The ring,
it looks
ring,
like,
ring,
a,
ring, like
a pack of Altoids.
Yeah,
to
on
like
top
the
of a
cap
stick.
Of a marker or something. Yes.
Correct.
And are noisemakers New Year specific? Is that their main? I'm trying
I would
to
say
birthday party adjacent.
Birthday party, but I would say the time I see them the most is on New Year's.
Because people will write the goes off and everybody's making some
correct.
Sort of noise.
Yeah.
I guess if you think about people at Times Square, don't they have a lot of?
They do. They have the blowers.
Noisemakers.
They mostly have giant novelty glasses with the year over
giant
the eyes.
Giant novelty glasses are big.
That's true.
Those are big.
Or plastic top hats. I wonder what the origin is of noisemakers in terms of like everyone can shout and grunt and roar and sing.
Right.
Yeah. I used to have one of those little drums.
Yeah.
That had two strings on it with balls, and
like from Karate Kid 2.
Yeah. Those were fun. I used to bring that to baseball games with me to distract the opponent.
But that isn't something you see at a New Year's Eve party, right?
No, I'm just saying that's another form of a noisemaker.
If someone's bullying my girlfriend, and I've been challenged to a battle against them on a castle island, you're absolutely going to see one.
I do love that Peter Cetera song.
I love Peter Cetera in general. Who's that song duetted with?
I like Peter Stanton.
Like a knight in shining armor from a long time ago.
I don't believe
ago.
There's... Is there a...
Oh, maybe,
I don't think there's a duet.
I think it's just him and his own voice. No. I think he does
Peter
the lady Stary part.
Peter does have a really good duet with somebody I'm blanking, but it's not
song
that
too.
Song.
I love that
After
song.
All.
Yes.
After All is a great song, but that's not that song.
Yeah.
I love After All.
I fucking love Peter Cetera.
Is that Cher?
No.
I doubt it.
No way they're together.
If you could turn back time...
No, then you wouldn't have New Year's. Do you guys, I mean, we kind of talked about this already, but like, I'm also at like a New Year's party. I'm just anti like hat, like that type of like, you know, like the pointy New Year's hat or like the...
Oh, the paper hat.
Like,
sure.
Yeah. I feel like once again, I just like to be comfortable in my own skin and not wear that stuff.
Rob, I want to apologize. After All is... Absolutely, Sharon Peter Cetera.
Wow.
Yep. I thought I was pretty confident. I saw you hold your phone because I was going to look it up.
Here's the thing I was thinking of, in my defense, I was thinking of Peter Cetera and Amy Grant, The Next Time I Fall.
Oh, that's also
love.
A very good duet.
Next time I fall in love.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Whoa. That's my Peter Cetera.
Hold on a second. Good. Charlie Chipmunk, come back here. hey, everyone. It's Charlie Chipmunk.
Alvin.
No, it's Charlie.
Saddled all in the park. Listen, was the 4th of July.
Chicago
if
Chipmunks.
You leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me.
That sounds like you sucked in helium and then tried to sing Peter Cetera. Peter Cetera? Yes, Peter sir, Cetera. I can see your Peter Cetera.
Oh, boy. Nice. We gotta do
that.
That
is a guy who left that band, and then there was they hated each other so much that obviously Chicago's been on tour for like every year for the last like 40 years.
Sure,
but he has never gone out with them again. And when they got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he said, "Absolutely not. I won't be appearing with the band."
25 It's hard for me to say I'm sorry.
It's too high.
We have to do how do we want to say this? The Chicmunks? It's Chicmunks, the Chicago Chipmunks.
The Chicago Chipmunks, yeah.
It's three chipmunks, and they only sing Chicago and Peter Cetera. Yeah,
I like it.
It's pretty good.
How about Peter Centura? It's three centaurs.
Ace Peter Centura.
Ace Peter Centura. All
somebody,
then.
Somebody 25 or 624 me.
Do
You're
not
the
go
meaning in my life. You're the inspiration.
Do not go in sing.
The aspiration.
Oh, it writes itself.
We got to do it.
If we did that, I'd love New Year's Eve.
Now, you guys live in Chicago currently, and I used to live in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, there's no restriction on fireworks at any time in Chicago, I feel like. In the neighborhood I was living in last, I was living in Avondale. Yeah. We got a pretty healthy dose on New Year's Eve as well.
Sorry, I thought you said Alvindale.
Oh, no,
you made it. For me, it was 4th of July here. It was literally... It was maybe 8 hours outside. I felt like I was living in a war zone.
I'm letting you know that, yes, 4th of July is equally as bad, but also New Year's Eve was also fairly heavy on the firework market, in my opinion.
Yeah, sure.
The amount of scared rabbits in my neighborhood every year, insane. So many animals running wild. They don't know what's going on. They don't understand New Year's.
No.
They don't understand 4th of July.
How do your cats react to fireworks?
My cats will look to Gemma and I, like they'll stiffen up and then look over at us of like, what are they doing? And when we don't react, they'll calm down. But if there's a noise and we react to it, or there's like when there was a tornado and we had to all go down in the basement, we were freaking out. And so the cats started to freak out.
Nice.
So they take their cues from us.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoons.
But as a chipmunk, thank you.
There we go. When are you coming home, Dad?
That was my bad.
Yeah, that was my joke.
Ace of Islam.
Ace of Spades Ventura.
I saw
that. Isn't that Harry Chapin?
Oh, you're right. I was thinking Cat Stevens. Classic mix-up of Yusuf Islam.
Classic mix-up. Yeah. You know what I just remembered? There was a New Year's, and I remember this is a very specific memory because it was my first time understanding the concept of a decade. It was because it was 89 going into 90. And I was watching a New Year's Eve thing, and Kirk Cameron was on it. And it was like, this is 19. I was like, 1990? It just seemed like such an amazing, because I didn't know. I only knew 80s. And I remember going out the front door. And for some reason, I banged pots. Did you guys ever do that? That was like a thing.
Yes, yes.
I did.
100%. I did it when I was younger with like my mother or like
bang
my grandma and grandpa.
Pots. You and
Tony
Stark
both. Yeah, you go out with like a spoon and
with a spoon and just hit like a pot. And I remember being outside of my house, looking out at the neighborhood, banging a pot and going, 1990.
No joke. I believe it was a very 80s and 90s things to do. Mm-hmm. And then it's completely gone away, I think.
What did you guys do for, I remember 1999, New Year's Eve. I feel like my mom was like, I don't want you out.
Y2K.
Y2K was a thing, which if anyone's too young to know what that is, it's
look
when
it
we realized... Early 1999, we realized, or halfway through 1999, we're like, whoa, all of our computer programs are not designed to...
Yeah, the banking software would like click over to be 1900.
Yeah, it was all two-number system. So whenever you entered a year, it was just two numbers. So everyone panicked and was like, all the computers are going to shut down. Planes will be falling from the sky. The astronauts, fare thee well. They'll just be floating in space forever. Everyone was like...
I mean, the joke that a plane's clock would go to 1900, the plane would go, whoops, I don't know what I am anymore.
Whoops, I haven't been invented
Our
yet.
Engines were running on years.
Yeah, this whole time, years is what was keeping planes flying in the air.
Truly, I mean, I remember being legit scared. Like, I think now it's funny to be like, hee-hee-hee, how silly. But I remember at the time being like, there was a part of me that was like, this could be very bad.
But that was clicking over into 2000. That wasn't 99.
Right. It was 99 into 2000.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It started in 99, though.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
My great aunt bought me, I don't know where she got this. It seemed homemade. It was like a paint mixing stick. And it was on it was written Y2K flashlight, and a book of matches was glued to the one side.
Oh, you kidding me? The tchotchke game was high.
Absolutely.
High on the hog in 99 going into 2000.
Yeah. But I don't remember being worried. I don't think I was worried about it at all.
No, I think I was at some friend's house or something like that.
I was also young enough to where, like, what if I lose my money? I have none.
Yeah, and you lived in Pittsburgh, which is the least reliant on computers a city has ever been.
They still don't even have computers there yet. They're just getting
all those bridges. No.
That's true. I just read it. The mayor was just talking about Oregon Trail. He's trying to get people to play it.
Yeah, he's
so
like,
it's pretty exciting.
We've been running this state at a grueling pace this whole time. It's rough.
You guys seen this Minesweeper?
I put flags down, but I keep hitting a bomb.
What if somebody was Chris Angel Minesweep? Is that fun?
No.
Okay. All right.
Not.
No, I was just, hey, I thought this was a
Minesweep.
We're all
that
having fun.
Game, by the way, very frustrating game.
Yeah.
I would just, the way I like to play it was I would do a gigantic board and only put 10 bombs.
Okay.
So you click one thing and the whole, and everything would disappear.
Which is why you were fired from the the world peace team that was scouting landmines.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, right, I just run around in a field, and if one goes off, one goes off.
So much. It's no big deal. No biggies.
No biggies.
All right, well, let me go ahead and there's a few hidden landmines left in this word, so let's play it safe and switch over to mine.
Oh, you don't even know what you did there. You put mine in there.
I did, and you're correct. I did not know that I did that. My word is midnight.
Ooh.
Midnight.
Ooh, okay.
Very good word.
Very good word. Very good Taylor Swift album. Mm-hmm. But that's called midnight.
We're also talking the witching hour, which I believe is when witches come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the witching hour. I love that. I love that phrase. Mm-hmm. It seems devilish. It seems ghoulish.
Yes, that's when all the freaks come out.
All the freaks come out at night.
Yes.
Freaks come out at night.
I think from midnight to like 4 a.m. is my absolute favorite time of every day. Mostly because it's when I feel like I can do my own thing. Everyone's asleep. I'm not, no one expects me to communicate with them. I'm not on any sort of time pressure system.
Yeah, pure freedom. It's pure freedom.
You're kind of a late
Rob,
person.
You're always sleeping.
Yeah, I wake up at 5.
Insane.
So I'm absolutely
asleep.
Adel
goes to bed
I'm
at
very
5,
much
I would
a,
guess.
A morning. I love mornings, love coffee. I like being awake before everybody else. I don't like being awake while everybody's asleep. You know what I mean? The difference? Like, I like being first one up versus being the last one to sleep.
The regular rooster boy.
Yeah, classic rob-a-doodle-doo.
Please call me cock boy.
There's been many a time where I'm laying in bed about to go to bed, and I'll send a message to the two of you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, time to go to bed. And then, because I'm like, they're asleep. And then Rob will respond right as I'm going to bed.
It's
like the Venn diagram. There's a set. Yeah. There's a 15-minute set where we overlap. It's very funny.
Yeah, correct.
That is true. That is true. Brett, you're more of a night person too, right?
I am a night person, but yes, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I wake up every day at probably like 7:30. Around that time. But yes, I would definitely, if I had my druthers, I usually stay up till 12, 1 o'clock. Yeah.
Should we, I feel like it's a new year, we should enrich in the
swap
world.
Swap places? Should we all touch a skull and swap places?
Is that a thing?
That we talked about that already.
Touching skulls?
Oh, those movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was like a movie. Yeah, there was. I think that was Vice Versa.
Oh, yes,
there was Touch the Skull.
Yeah, that was Vice Versa. Skulls. How soon you forget?
We should. There's a witching hour, which is midnight. Let's come up with a witching minute or a witching hour, a sinister second, something.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Let's see. So, like, what's the okay? First...
You can't have a devilish day. That just sounds like you're being bad. Like, I had cake for lunch.
Hold on. Now we have to.
We have to have a devilish day.
A devilish day. Oh,
of course. So let's do the math here.
Okay.
There is no June 66th. So right. What we have to do, August August 4th? Is that right?
How are you doing this to get to add to 12?
So 66,
you math here?
You're taking 66, but you're fitting it into a calendar year. Does that make sense? So 666 would be quote unquote June 66th, but there is no June 66th.
Sure.
Okay.
So June has 31? Flavors?
30.
Well, you could do June 6th at 6 a.m. would be 666.
Well, hold on. Let me convey my idea. So
yours is just taking so
hold on.
Long.
I'm just trying to figure out how we're getting to August. I want to hear how we get to August because I can't figure it out.
Let me fully communicate. So June, if say there is 31 in June, June 31st would be 6. Okay. There's only 30? Okay.
Yeah, because July has 31. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So June 30th would be 6:30. And we're trying to get to 666.
Oh, okay. So you're adding 30 more days.
Yeah. And so it'll be 8-4, but we all know it's 666.
It's 666.
Hey, Rob, come here real quick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
let's just keep letting him explain it, but it's one of the stupidest things I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Play with my blocks?
One of the stupidest things he's trying to connect to here.
I appreciate
my life.
The effort. Honestly,
I gave him a home run with June 6th at 6 a.m. I mean, that's 666 right there, or 6 p.m. You got double.
Look, none of us are very good at math.
He's like, carry the 4 into August.
But here's the thing. We're all bad at math.
Osage County, and now I'm in August Osage County.
He's trying, you know, and anytime one of us tries at math, we have to support each other because
that's
we all stink at it.
Triangle won't go in.
Circle. Sweet blocks, Adel.
Hey, cool
thank
blocks.
You. Hey, thank
no,
you.
Is that a really cool blocks. Triangle?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think devilish day could be just a... it doesn't seem like you really get up to mischief. It just seems like you're being bad. Like, ooh, I shouldn't buy this. I'm going to have ice cream and cake and a pack of cigarettes. And oh, I
sinful
guess maybe
indulgence.
It could be more devilish as the night goes on. And then all of a sudden, bottle. So you
maybe
could
I'll
do a devilish
a boner
day.
Today. Something
maybe
like I'll that.
Maybe
you can... Boner today. Huh?
That's on June 9th.
I've been good all year. Maybe on June 9th I'll get a boner today.
Boner. It's 11:59 on June 9th. You're like, come on, man.
Come on. I made a promise to myself.
Yeah, midnight is a great word because it is literal. It's midnight.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, it's on the nose, but
it's not midday. Midday
doesn't have any real meaning.
It's mid in the night.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
I think midday is 3 o'clock. I don't even think midday is noon. And midnight is definitely 12.
Yeah, if it's
12,
midday, I'm
right?
thinking like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because it's not like 12 hours apart, which you'd think it would be.
Yeah.
Doesn't o'clock, as in bureau clock, stand for of the clock? Where it's like we shorten that as a
maybe
human, as a human species?
I don't know.
I would like, buy that. Yeah.
Of the clock was too long. It was taking too long to say. And so we're like, let's just say o'clock.
I think 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think 4 a.m. is a very interesting time because it is both insanely late, but it is also super early, depending on what you are doing. Because there were some bars in Chicago that were 4 o'clock bars.
Sure. Sure.
Where you would walk out,
till
like,
4.
That's where, in big city too. Like that's where.
Or the Green Mill?
Greenmill was four,
yeah.
So was the rib place. I don't remember what it was called.
Carson's?
No.
Twin Acres?
No.
Thanks for coming in today. Let's see what we have on the menu today. Holds the menu to my forehead. I want to say, zip, boom, bow. Okay, let me open up the menu here.
Okay, since you switched to a bit, I really wanted to say, is that why it used to be called Filet of the Fish? But
I mean, yeah, probably. Yes.
I don't know the rib place you're talking about.
It's up on
4 a.m. is that?
It's where you leave a bar and like people are going to work.
Yes, that weird intersection.
The weird intersection of like, I just woke up to start my day and it's like, I'm coming home.
That is a weird feeling. It's a bad feeling for me.
Yeah.
When you would leave a when you leave a bar and there's daylight.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And birds are chirping.
That's right. The birds suck.
I overshot it. This is this is gonna be bad.
Yeah.
This is gonna be bad. Yeah.
How do you guys feel? This is
And I know.
Rookwood? Is it called the Rookwood? Rookwoods?
Rookwood? Not a Kirkwood?
No, I don't know what it's called. Go ahead.
Thank you, Brett. I know we're going to get some emails because of my opinion right now. How do you guys feel about the international or like military
House of Pancakes?
Time?
Oh.
The military House of Pancakes. Because when I'm in like England or something, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, oh, our show that we have tickets for is at 14:25. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, 14:25. I mean, that's an easy one because it's 2:25. But there's sometimes with that military or international system where it takes me too long to suss out the time.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to do the math and I don't like it. I guess I could live with it, but it's not as, I feel like it's instinct there.
It's second nature.
Like,
yes,
hey,
yes,
it's,
yes.
Oh, it's 18:30. Like, cool. I'd be like 18:30. Six. Okay, cool. You know, it would take me that one extra second. Yeah.
Same with like, someone was like, oh, careful. Like, that there is, 13 stone. And I'm like, 13 stone. Okay. So let's see.
I can't
each
understand
stone.
I can't. Yeah. Yeah, that,
no, stone
that,
doesn't
I can't
make
do
any sense.
No,
stone doesn't
no,
make
I can't
any
do.
Sense.
I used to watch a weight loss show, a British show. It would be like, where they would go in, like, they would change their diet to help them lose weight. Like, they would open up the fridge and see all the crisps, to use the term. And all of a sudden, be like, she weighs 13 stone, a 40 stone. Like, I have no, is that bad? I don't even know, you know?
Is that bad?
I don't even know. I guess it's bad. If she's on the show, it's bad. But that doesn't sound like a lot to me.
If you could skip a stone for a while, I feel like that's a pretty light stone, in my opinion.
Okay, I'll come clean. Last time I was in England, I came up with a joke. I haven't told anybody. I've been waiting to test it out. May I test it out on YouTube?
Grappling hook.
Okay, here we go.
How do you like these grapples?
Thank you. That was a good joke. Okay, so let me see if I can remember how to phrase it. So it's not really a joke. It's not like a question and answer. It's more of a short story. So there's a British serial killer. He was from Manchester. He would attack and murder women. With a rock, you could say he killed two birds with one stone.
Okay.
I like that.
It's all right. It's all right. It's not
Sorry,
terrible.
He would kill them with a 13-pound weight. I should change it to 13-pound
weight. Yeah, yeah. How many stone was it?
How much is one stone? Let's take a look
here.
Much is... Okay, take it to the Bristol website.
It's got to be like 25. But then they're on the metric
pounds.
System. It's
14 pounds.
Yeah.
That's still
so
complicated.
I said 13, you said 25. Try to see who was close.
It's very complicated.
That's still
so somebody's
complicated.
Like, if somebody's 10 stone, you're 140 pounds.
Well, it's complicated to us because we use pounds, but to them, it's not complicated because that's
it's not. But if you're like, oh, this is 10 and a half stones, I have to get a
calculator.
But
also, they use pounds.
I have to
they
get
use
a calculator
pounds for monies as well. So it's
yes,
tough.
That's right.
Pounds for monies, stones for pounds.
They call cookies digestives or something?
Digestive.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
I don't
crackers?
Want to eat a digestive.
No, cookies
so
are biscuits.
So they sell Girl Scout
digestives. Cookies are biscuits.
Cookies are biscuits and crackers are digestives? Or maybe
no,
those
crackers
are like...
are crisps.
Chips are crisps.
That's potato chips are crisps.
No, chips are
I'm
fries.
I'm telling you who's crisps.
No, chips are fries.
A lot of British things have unusual
He's
names
on
these
third.
Days.
I don't... Just to quickly... I feel like for the military time, I would have a harder time... for the saying the times prior to 12 o'clock because I do not like 0800.
Yes.
Or 0600.
Yeah.
That bothers
or
me.
O'Reilly's
I wouldn't
auto
mind
parts.
1300. I wouldn't even mind 60. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But if I said like, all right, yeah, well, let's, you know, we'll wake up at 0600 and then we'll go. That's what I would not like saying.
If a friend, if I'm over in England and a friend of mine is like, let's meet up for lunch at 0100 or not, that doesn't make sense. And let's meet up at 0900 for breakfast, I would feel in trouble. Like, when I hear 0600, 0700, 0800, I feel like I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
But
I
is
feel
that
like
more,
I did something wrong.
Do they actually say it that way? I feel like that's more military and, like, they would say 9. They'd say, like, 9.
Oh, they would say 9
Germans
o'clock?
Germans say 9.
I feel like the way we're saying it is military, and I feel like around the world, if it's before 12, they say 9.
Great.
They would say 9
so
or 10.
Okay, so they do say 9, but if it's, say, 2:30 p.m., would they say 14:30 o'clock?
Here's what I'm saying.
Or would they say 14:30?
I don't know. I don't...
You can stop it. I don't know.
Say. Yeah, I don't know, because I wonder if they would say 2:30, but on the written word it says 14. Like, would they say 2:30?
Well, they would only say that if they're if they had to go to the dentist.
I know they would say that.
I feel like this whole podcast should be called, oh.
Yeah.
Here's
yeah,
something
we're gonna try.
So you two guys look up. I just go with it. You guys look up your phones and like research. I'm just like
every once in a while, if I need the information. Me singing Du Hast, which is Rammstein, I think, reminded me of one of my favorite games, which is to try and think of the funniest song the Swedish Chef could sing. So, for example,
let the birdies hit the floor. I just stirred in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said.
Oh, here comes Satara. Here comes Satara.
Yeah, it's not going to be a great voice, but I'll just say, and I said, hey, what's going on?
No.
Weird to be a Swedish chef and say pussy.
Yeah, you can't say that. Yeah.
It's a fun game.
It is a fun game.
Let us know what you think the funniest song the Swedish Chef could sing, and we'll have Rob sing it since he's the most talented.
Apparently, man of a thousand voices. Apparently, the most talented singer out of all of us. Yeah. We didn't even know it.
What's the opposite of Rich Little?
Yeah.
Dick Large?
Big Dick?
Big Dick?
Just right there. Big Dick.
We walked right into it, and literally, it was a dick.
The man of a million voice.
The man of one voice.
Adel, if someone has a New Year's resolution or a big plan for the upcoming New Year's, where can they contact us to tell us about it?
I'm glad you asked, Brett. Thank you so much and Happy New Year's. You can email us at twapod@gmail.com. Please send us an email about anything. You can send us a word suggestion. You can respond to an episode. You can just say hi and hello and where you're listening from. If you happen to be listening from somewhere that might work well with sake at the end or mimosa at the beginning, especially send us an email, and we'll read where you're from.
Or if you're Jason Mimosa. Aquaman.
Honky honky man.
Well, not Aquaman. He's champagne orange juice man.
You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at TWAPod if you'd like to see what we're up to over there, which is not much, but just notifying of new episodes.
We post every day. I post a photo that has to do with the episode. Nice. Sometimes there's that. I was told that there's also a subreddit about this podcast. Huh?
Yes, Rob, you're absolutely right. You can rate and review us. So rate and review us. That helps us immensely, I assume, is what all the other podcasts say. So please do that. Rate and review. Absolutely. Tell a family member. Brett, could we have a little party of our own? Rob and I will.
Well, let me just say, that's almost time. Okay, so I'm going to get the champagne ready. And boys, you get your noise makers ready. And
boys, you get your noise.
It's almost, boys, get your noise. Avoid the noise. And it's almost time for this time. And my midnights become my afternoons. That was Taylor Swift, Midnights.
That was not Taylor Swift.
Yes, it was. That was Satara doing.
That was Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Oh, be now. It's hard for both of us. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wait, this is going to, are we going to try to put this out at 11:59?
We can do that. 11:59, January 1st, it can absolutely come out. We could do the same thing, so we could technically say this is New Year's.
And if you listen to this at 20 times speed, 10, 9, 8, 7,
7, 7 5, 4,
6, 5, 5 yeah. 4,
3, oh, 2, no. 1, he's gonna... 1.
Happy New Year!
I can't do Jim Carrey.
Let me show you New Year!
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adel Rifai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
Oh, Ozempic.
Auto parts.